It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, let me ask you something.
Oh, yes, please.
Have you noticed more turkey vultures around lately? Well, have you?
Like around here?
No. Like in general.
No.
You haven't?
I don't know.
Well, thousands of turkey vultures have been spotted flying over Monroe County this
week. Is this right?
That's right. More than 9,000 turkey vultures that you're looking out the window to see if there's any flying around.
Would you believe there's low cloud cover and I can't see anything?
Well,
not a blessed thing.
You could still see a bird flies under the clouds.
These are very low clouds, Sarah. I don't think you know quite how low they are.
Well, more than 9,000 turkey vultures have been tallied at Braddock Bay.
9,000?
9,000.
Who's counting?
I don't know how they count either. I'd love to know how. Are there people out there that...
Somebody was put in charge of it. Count the turkey vultures today.
I would be so bad at that.
Your tax dollars
But there more than 2,000 were seen on Tuesday evening alone.
My golly. What are they doing? Just hanging out?
So the reason why is because they're in the middle of their spring migration.
Oh, yes.
Birds from here in the Northeast migrate short distances south for the winter. They go to North Carolina through Louisiana.
Lovely.
They're literal snowbirds.
Nice getaway. Oh, yes, literal snowbird. I see that.
Yeah. The turkey vulture. That was pretty good.
So dumb.
Yeah. The turkey vulture is the most widespread of the New World vultures. Not to be confused with the Old World vultures.
Is that a band, the New World vultures?
It sounds like it could be, right?
It does, on tour.
Turkey vultures have a large range with its global population estimated to be 18 million individuals.
Oh, geez. So we got 2,000 and it's nothing. There are 18 million
hardly
of these.
Anything, right. They're found in open and semi-open areas throughout the Americas. They're a permanent resident in the southern United States. Northern birds may migrate as far south as South America.
Mm.
Yeah. Researchers have determined that turkey vultures can travel up to 200 miles in a day.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Turkey vulture received its common name from the resemblance of the adult bald red head and dark plumage to that of the male wild turkey. In case
handsome
you were confused
fella.
As to why it was called a turkey vulture, it's because it kind of looks like a turkey.
Ah,
yeah,
I figured.
The turkey vulture was first formally described way back in 1758, and their scientific name in Latin
is?
It means golden purifier or purifying breeze.
It does sound.
Doesn't that sound lovely? And then you look at the turkey vulture and you're like,
ugly bird.
Yeah.
Ugly bird.
Right. The turkey vulture is a scavenger and feeds almost exclusively on carrion. The turkey vulture forages by smell, which is an ability that is uncommon in the avian world, often flying low to the ground to pick up the scent of the gases produced by the beginnings of the process of decay in dead animals.
How charming.
Yeah. The turkey vulture has the largest olfactory system of all birds.
Of all birds.
Yeah. They lack the vocal organ of birds.
Yeah.
So the only vocalizations they make are grunts or low hisses. They're quiet. They're quiet birds.
So you played the sound for me yesterday.
I did. Yeah.
It sounds like zombies. It's like the soundtrack to The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they eat dead things. So, I mean, wouldn't it fit? Doesn't that track?
I'm terrified of these things.
So turkey vultures are majestic but unsteady soarers.
Are they really?
They are. Their teetering flight with very few wing beats is characteristic. This vulture is often seen standing in a spread-winged stance.
Oh.
So it just stands there with its wings out sometimes.
Right.
And the stance is believed to serve multiple functions. It dries their wings, it warms them up in the sun, and it bakes off bacteria. Bakes it right off.
That's great. That's what you want to do. Bake that bacteria right
their
off.
The turkey vulture has very few natural predators, and the few recorded predators appear to take them quite infrequently.
Mm.
Its primary form of defense is regurgitating semi-digested meat, a foul-smelling substance, as you can imagine, which deters most creatures intent on raiding a vulture's nest. It will also sting if the predator is close enough to get the vomit in its face or eyes. So if the vulture has real good aim.
So we're concerned these animals are here because they're dreadful animals. Is that what it is?
No, they're great.
Oh, they're great
they're
animals.
They're important. They serve a good important purpose.
Are we getting to that part?
We are.
So far, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
They eat dead animals.
Right.
They vomit on things.
Otherwise, we just have dead animals laying everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
So the turkey vulture is gregarious and roosts in large community groups, breaking away to forage independently during the day. Several hundred vultures may roost communally in groups, often on dead leafless trees, as well as low-density conifers, and they will also roost on man-made structures like water or radio towers. You ever seen any down at our tower?
I've not.
Well, look up next time.
I will.
See if you see any hanging out up there.
Run in terror.
So captive longevity is not well known. As of 2022, there's one captive bird over 48 years old. It's a male, and his name is Lord Richard.
Lord Richard.
Okay. And he lives at the Lindsay Wildlife Experience in Walnut Creek, California.
Okay.
Lord Richard hatched in 1974 and arrived at the Lindsay Wildlife Center later that year. The oldest wild captured banded bird was 16 years old.
16. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So like other vultures, it plays an important role in the ecosystem by disposing of carrion, which would otherwise be a breeding ground for disease.
Yeah, we don't
want
that.
Just gross.
Yeah.
The turkey vulture species receives special legal protections under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918. Mm. In the U.S., it is illegal to take, kill, or possess turkey vultures, their eggs, and any body parts, including but not limited to their feathers. Violation of the law is punishable by a fine of up to $100,000 for individuals or $200,000 for organizations and or a prison term of 1 year.
Let that be a warning to you.
If you
have any body parts of turkey vultures in your home, you are subject to strict fines.
You could be fined up to $100,000.
And imprisonment.
And you could go to prison.
And you deserve it. Stinky bird parts in your house.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Oh, that's it?
That's it. What more, what more is there?
I don't
think
there's
anything
else we need to know. Folks, you picked out a record to go along with Turkey Vultures.
I did.
Sarah.
I found the perfect song, I think. We're going to play Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, which you will see a turkey vulture eating, probably, by Ludin Wainwright III.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Ludin Wainwright III and Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that fantastic record?
Well, because there'd be a lot more dead skunks in the middle of the road if it weren't for turkey vultures.
Yes.
Who eat them. And that's what we were talking about, because you're going to be seeing a lot more of them around here because they're coming back here for the season.
And the numbers you cited, that's more than normal that they're spotting up there at Braddock Bay?
I don't know if it's more than normal.
Okay. All right.
It's just something the Democrat and Chronicle decided to report on three times.
The writers are on strike, so whoever's there has a real thing for, for turkey vultures. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go!
All right. Turkey vultures, scientific name in Latin, means golden purifier or purifying breeze.
Turkey vultures lack vocal organs, so the only noises they make are grunts and hisses.
And they forage by smell, which is uncommon in the avian world.
So if you hear him flying overhead, you might hear him sniffing.
Yeah.
Sniffing for deadness. Maybe a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Maybe a rotting corpse of something else. I don't know. Folks want to learn more about turkey vultures, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We have mentioned this before. You have an app on your phone. It's from the Cornell folks. You can identify bird sounds.
It's the Merlin bird app, I believe is what it's called.
And most birds sound pretty. They sing, they chirp, they sound happy.
Yeah.
The turkey vultures do not. They sound zombie-like.
Yes.
Does your phone recognize the zombie-like sounds of turkey vultures?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I bet if I looked it up, I bet they would be in there.
If you could, because it has, does it have sounds in there to tell you what they sound like?
Of course it does.
Well, you look that up, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're gonna wrap things up here. You stick around while Ed comes in and does traffic, and if you have it, we'll play it then, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. You'll be back on Monday with a fresh episode.
Yes, I will.
Okay, Bill Withers on the way. Glenn Campbell's coming up. Ed Smith with traffic. Meteorologist Josh Nichols with the weather forecast as well. Let's talk about estate planning. Just what you want to talk about on a Friday night. I understand, but think about it. Think about it over the weekend and then make your call to Weinstein and Randisi next week to get that estate plan in place to protect your family.